captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Hello, Boys Trip listeners. We want to remind you to subscribe to our daily podcast, however it is you listen to Boys Trip. Also, follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. You can even email us at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yo, shout out to the restaurants with tap water on deck.
All day.
Don't be charging me no motherfucking $4 for no sparkling water.
Or bottled water.
I got kids. I don't want sparkling water. I want straight up shit from the faucet.
Kids don't like sparkling water.
Nah, I don't like sparkling. They think that's like too fancy or something like
that.
It's
the anti-soda.
Like, yo. Yeah.
This soda is plain.
Get that anti-soda shit out of here, okay? Yeah. Get that out of here. All right? Guys need to be more accommodating for people with kids. It's not very easy.
That's crazy. I never heard of a place saying we don't have water on tap.
I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Nah, throw them under the bus.
Yeah,
man.
It's cool, bro. You can throw them under the bus.
I don't remember the name on that. Oh. Some Brazilian place in North.
That's pretty open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a big one.
But those names are hard to remember.
It's big Brazilian place in North. There's an orange roof on it. And they charge $6 for passion fruit juice. $6.
$6.
Was it good passion fruit
juice?
It
was really delicious. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It was magically delicious. Bro.
Was it fresh or you think it was from a bottle?
I feel like they went to the farmer's market and got that Goya puree and they let it melt.
Okay.
And then they mixed it up. It's still delicious.
It was still good though.
Yeah. But I don't think they just like squeeze no fresh
squeeze,
passion
fruit. Just put it in the
juice. You know how hard it is to get like fresh passion fruit juice?
Yeah.
That shit is really rare. It's like getting truffles in this bitch.
Yeah.
It's not really happening. So I feel like, we got the Goya special that they charged us 500% more than what it's worth. That's cool though. It was delicious while it lasted. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hear about Bert and Ernie?
No.
You didn't? Oh, yeah. You've been busy this week.
Holy crap.
What? Take a guess. What can you guess about Bert and Ernie?
They are life partners now.
Damn, that was a good way to put it.
Holy crap.
Shout out to 2018.
They always were. A writer came out and revealed that Bert and Ernie were always life partners. Separate beds, but...
So how did they introduce this? How did they...
Some ex-writer just came out and said it in an interview or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they never did, though. So Bert and Ernie...
No, Bert and Ernie, right. The characters Bert and Ernie have not come out.
Now, until Bert and Ernie confirms this, I would like to, like, send a special message to this writer that's, like, just throwing people under the bus without their permission. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's fucked
up.
That's something that
could get you sued, my nigga.
Yeah.
Don't get sued by the Bert and the Ern.
Yeah.
You'll feel the burn. That's what happens when you put Bert in. Wait, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Nah,
feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Nah, it's a good point, though. It's a good point that, like, they haven't come out and said it.
Yeah, man. Like, leave the streets alone. Sesame, they on their own. Or Oasis, we love them. They've been a staple for all of our... They've been a staple for your parents' lives, okay? Don't try to change the game now. Don't try to change the game. In one episode, they tried to send Big Bird away. Like, Big Bird was going to go live with the other birds. And it was just like, yo, I see you guys wondering why I know so much about Sesame Street. I got kids! Okay? Big Bird had an episode where this one guy came and he was like, Big Bird, what you doing here? These are like people. You should be with the birds. He was just like being a troll, man. And he was just like throwing mad doubt into Big Bird's life. This nigga been on Sesame Street for 50 plus years. Why are you going to question like where he's supposed to be? Like, this is home, bro. So Big Bird is like, yeah, well, you know, maybe I should go along with the birds.
But he's a Big Bird.
He's a Big Bird.
Like,
he cannot do regular bird things.
Like, he's different.
You know what I'm saying?
Birds.
Like, they're going to treat him. Like,
they're gonna ostracize him,
bro. they're gonna ostrich size him. Yo, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah.
I'll be here all day, folks.
But honestly, yeah. I'm waiting for Bert and Ernie to reveal their Afro-Latino roots.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to mention
That's something that I always thought about at growing up. Like, Bert was Puerto Rican and Ernie was Dominican.
Yeah, yeah. And some people say the reverse. It's long rumors, though. It's long rumors. Like, really? like Bert is Dominican, Ernie's Puerto Rican.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's the general rumor that's been around for a while, and I would like to know.
I think Ernie's Dominican.
I could say
Dominican qualities.
He does.
Yeah, Bert just looks like a Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
I would like to know how come Elmo is the only person with a parent on Sesame Street.
I didn't even know
where
that.
Where all the parents at?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're up on your
Sesame Street. I am very Sesame Street literate, okay? I know all the eras. The 60s was like the trippy black era, Sesame Street. 70s was an extension of that. The 80s, Elmo came out. The 90s, it was fucking Elmo mania. You know what I'm saying? It got commercial. Now it's like, it's not like it's Elmo still. It's Elmo's world. But they are introducing these other like fairy kind of like characters.
Yeah.
That don't really have, like, they're like, not an animal, but they're not, like, they're just, like, creative designs.
Okay.
Comes to life, kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's really different. Like, they're on HBO now, so they're on a whole nother, like,
they're on HBO? Shit.
On HBO.
Yeah. Sesame Street?
Sesame Street.
What time does it come on?
I do not know the time. It's,
okay.
I ain't that, that live with it. I just got it on DVR.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely on their, like, WWE type shit, like, where they've just been here for so long that it's just undeniable. There's people that's just going to watch it just because it is, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Me included.
I was going to say, I gave up on WWE a long time ago.
I like all wrestling right now. Like, wrestling as a whole is just, like, really healthy. I want to go to WrestleMania again. I went the last time. It was in Jersey. Because they like to like cross brand everything, every sporting event that's like held in Jersey.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be like New York / New Jersey? Like, what the fuck did New York do?
Yeah.
No offense, but
they get a lot of credit for not doing anything.
For nothing. For just
it'll be at Prudential Center and they'll say New York / New Jersey.
No, they won't say it for Prudential Center.
Yeah,
but if it's at the Izod or Giant Stadium,
why
are they not the New Jersey
Giants?
That's
no more New York than Newark.
Yo, East Rutherford, bro?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
They playing with us, yo. We do all the work.
New York / New Jersey.
Man.
Even the Red Bull in New York.
The New York Red Bull.
What, Harrison?
I can see him from my office in North. Yeah. I can see it's right there. You can walk down the street.
Disrespectful.
If we're gonna be a package deal, at least be consistent. You know what I'm saying? So like, let us have a New York team where we're like New Jersey, New York. You know what I'm saying? Let us get a little bit of extra shine.
Yeah.
Why we gotta give us up for them? Don't they have enough?
They have everything.
They have everything.
Yeah.
But they don't do nothing.
Yeah.
It's just like. It's working itself, you know what I'm saying? It's a little system they got in cities.
Yeah.
Speaking of New York teams that play in New Jersey, the Cleveland Browns hadn't won in 2 years, and they won. They won on Thursday.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
It was that shit-colored green team.
It was.
Not the Eagles. Because the Eagles are awesome. They're champions.
It was the other one.
It was the J-E-T-S, Jets, yeah.
I'm just going to wait for you jackasses. have your moment. I'll wait.
All right, my moment's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Where did they play? Where was that game?
Cleveland.
Oh, okay. All right. At least it wasn't home.
Yeah, surrendered a nice 14-point lead to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. Shout out to Cleveland, though. Everybody got a free Bud Light after the game.
Yeah?
Yeah, they put refrigerators all around Cleveland, and apparently it was locked. It's been locked since the beginning of the season. So whenever they win their first game, I guess at a specific time after the game, it unlocks, and everyone can get a free beer or obviously, however many free beers you want.
Hopefully, wow. Cleveland is still standing after that.
Yeah, that sounds.
I'm sure they celebrated like this like it was the Super Bowl. Like this was their Super Bowl.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn.
They hadn't won a game in 635 days.
They're 1-1-1 now this year.
They won two?
No, nah, they won one, lost one, and tied one.
Oh, all right.
They actually got a tie. Yeah.
They got 1.5 in these streets.
Yeah.
Word. Cleveland Browns. Didn't Bill Cosby have like something to do with the Cleveland Browns coming back?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because they left in 96 to go to Baltimore.
And pretty much the fans but demanded it back.
Yeah, they kept the logo and everything in Cleveland. Yeah. And then in 1999, someone else bought
the fans
team.
Literally were writing congressmen and stuff, like thousands and thousands of them, to get it back. Like, it was a grassroots
type. I just got a question for you fans. Where are you now? Where are the fans now of the Cleveland Browns? Like, you guys just abandoned them as soon as they came back? Like,
they probably
they're out there.
They're there.
They sell out. Yeah. Like,
are they all in Cleveland, though?
What do you mean?
All most Cleveland Browns.
I know most like two non-Cleveland living Cleveland Browns fans right now.
Wait, not from Cleveland?
From Cleveland.
From Cleveland. But
they don't live there right now.
Yeah. When they're from there, we know one of them. His whole room is decked out in Browns.
Yeah.
Bro, I know he's happy. I should text
that's
him.
So
like,
that's so weird to me. Like,
shit, my dad was saying that. He was like, yo, I was like, no.
No. Oh, you wouldn't be the one. Jets fan, you're not going to be the one to text.
We're not having a conversation.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yo, Browns fans would get hyped over
that's
everything.
The crazy shit, like, though. Like, those are some loyal fans for such a shitty team.
They'll be out there in the cold 0-15, like, go team.
You guys are masochists. You like that shit. You like that. I don't. I like winners, okay? I'm a snob.
Like, are they optimistic, though? Do you think they come in every season just like, yo, this is the year?
Or like Knicks fans?
Wow. Okay.
I think Cleveland.
No. They're pretty. Like, if they have zero wins, they're like, all right, let's try to get four this year. Let's get seven the next year. Then
they're not
let's
like,
build it.
They're not like, we're gonna take it next year.
Nah.
Okay.
I think the way the fans look,
they're
at
pessimistic,
it,
but they're masochists. They love that shit.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, our team is shit, but they're our shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. We're gonna be shit together.
And they didn't have a team for 3 years, so they like, yo, we.
That was a long 3 years, probably.
Yeah.
Of. Nothing. Because I'd rather have nothing than losing this dastardly all the time. Like,
and it's Cleveland. Like, there's not a lot to do.
They need
that team though, because it's like, bro, you can't just bring the team back and then take it away. It's Cleveland.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they need that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Cleveland fans. You guys got it.
Yeah, congratulations
on your win,
bitches.
I was gonna say, speaking of Cleveland, that Serial podcast.
Holy shit. Yo, that shit is nuts.
Yeah.
I don't even subscribe to, what is it, Stitcher like that? Like, besides Boys Trip. But, that was an excellent find. I appreciate you putting me on to that podcast. That shit is crazy.
What is that about?
It's about, every season they tell like a different story. This season they're at the criminal justice complex, or whatever it's called, in Cleveland downtown, and they just go through cases, follow cases, talk to the lawyers, the clients. It's interesting.
This is what you were talking about not too long ago.
That was coming out. It finally dropped on Thursday. Just listen to it. That's all. I mean, I don't want to tell the whole story,
I gotta check that out.
It's good.
It's mad shit that I'm. There's things that you know about the legal system, like how it's fucked up, but the way they paint the pictures of how shit goes in the legal system, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Getting acquitted, owing court fees.
Court fees, bro. Yo.
Court fees.
Court fees.
And it never.
I knew there was court fees, but after listening to that shit, like the specific court fees that they have, it's just like, yo, they're just trying to make their money. And it's not obvious because I didn't even know this shit. Like, I know there's court fees because you're at court.
What, they have court fees for every particular detriment to you or everything that you're like fighting against, or is it just one general court
fees? It's court fees that aren't even tied into what you're going to court for.
It's all sorts of, they're pretty much just a paid.
So they on there, like, they give them production credits for court fees, basically. Yeah. Like, okay.
So you, something happens. While you're waiting for trial, we all know you got to make bail. And if you do make bail, you still got to go and get drug tested every week. Got to get yourself a lawyer. If not, you're going to get this overbooked dude they show up.
Yeah.
And then they're never going to let you off. Even if you prove you're innocent, they're going to make you plea down to a misdemeanor so you owe the court fees.
Yeah.
Then you owe over $1,000 in fees total with and the fine, like, the court fees.
It's like the person that's defending you is even going to tell you that you should, like, regardless of if you're innocent or not, the person that's defending you might be like, look, like, you need to plead this guilty so we can...
The public defenders?
Yeah.
The thing about public defenders and lawyers and... Who's the other guy? The guys that you talk to get your shit, like, taken down a little bit before you go into... I'm forgetting the phrase, man. I'm mad down this early. But basically, public defenders are in cahoots with all the people that are putting judgment on you. Yeah. And it's their job to be like, all right, guys, he's not that bad, okay?
Yeah.
Well, or you'd be like, yeah, he's kind of like this. Can you work with me a little bit?
Well, the wild shit is, here in this particular case, the public defender... He's a private defender, but they give him the public cases. Mm. He's afraid to go to trial on certain things he's afraid to go to trial because the judges won't like it, and the judges give the cases out.
Yeah,
so it's a big conflict of interest because he's not gonna take a client's case to trial because he doesn't want to anger the judges who give him the cases.
Yeah.
So he's trying to do pleas just so he can get more cases from the judges. It's like, come on.
If you're hearing the quantity of cases, like how Dave is saying, like
13,000 a year in this one courtroom. 32 judges, 13,000 cases.
It's a public defender. Those are not like real lawyers. Like, they are, but they're not like on the same level. So you're getting all these cases and you don't have the tact, nor do you have the time and the effort nor know-how to really execute for someone's victory. Like, you only doing like shit to plea and to, like, you know, just get it over with.
Well, that's the thing. They're just trying to get it over even with. When there's real lawyers, like, they don't make an incentive. They pay this guy like $200 for these cases, $250. Mm. I mean, that's nothing for lawyer.
Yeah.
He's like $250. Maybe, you know, I would like $250, but for a lawyer, it's like,
yeah, definitely.
Shit,
yeah.
Some of them charge like $500 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, oh, $250 for this case.
You ever walk in the damn courtroom, see a public defender, that nigga's shirt's not even tucked in, like, his hair's all disheveled, he don't got no tie on. Come on, what you think? What you think about to happen to your ass, boy?
Probably
you
better won't even remember your
better
name.
Better off learning yourself and, like, just going pro bono, man. Just go for broke.
Yeah, I don't know. That's risky. That could be a problem, too.
It could be.
But I don't know.
Most of the time, like, or at least me, like, I got the tact. And I have, like, a little more knowledge than maybe the average person. But I feel like, you know, if it's something that you could fight, if it's something you actually believe in, you know that you're right, then it's just worth fighting it. Because most of the time, they do not want to take it to trial. They don't want to take it to trial. So they're going to make you sign a plea bargain or convince you to talk it down a bit to save them from that. Because that costs them money going to trial. That costs them more money than the fees that they're giving you.
But then the bad part is if you do go to trial, they take it out on you. They have remember one dude. He had some serious charges and some minor ones.
I remember.
He was acquitted of the serious charges, but the judge was like, he was so mad at him for even going to trial that he gave him a long punishment for his minor little violation with the crime. Because he was like, you took it to trial, like, how dare you?
Yeah.
You definitely got to balance it out.
but like, how are you going to be like punished for taking the trial and being acquitted?
It's really petty.
Yo, if you haven't listened to Listen to Serial, listeners, please. It's good. And it's going to keep going. Every Thursday.
That sounds dope, man.
Yeah,
like, anytime you're, like, in a profession in which it's, like, a public service, like, you're a doctor, a lawyer, a judge, stuff like that, like, you might start out with really great intentions and want to save the world, but you're going to see you cannot save the world, and either you're going to keep fighting the good fight and it weighing you down eventually, or you're going to lose your humanity and just go with the flow of things, man. It's just a job. That's how most of them are, man.
Yo, that fucking one judge.
Judge Gall.
Yeah.
That guy.
I don't even...
It's judges that give people lectures, yeah. Like at the end.
Oh, he the Plainfield judge?
No, this is also in serial.
Oh, okay, word.
The lectures he gives are wild.
It's like reverse he black psychology, kind of.
Oh, he's white. All the judges in this. This is the county that Cleveland's in. Cuyahoga County.
Yes.
Yeah, most of the judges are two black judges. The rest are white. Out of 32. So yeah, it's not. But they're elected judges. So a lot of them, like Judge Gall.
Yeah.
They have like a flair to them because they're also politicians. It's not like here where they appoint judges, which is just it could be just as bad. But those elected judges are like. They're a little characters, bit different. Yeah. It's like
nigga, do not be making fun. Don't be making light. I'm about to go down for 5 years.
And that's
my
exactly
nigga.
What he's doing.
He called the dude a piece of shit.
He
called him a piece of
and
shit.
And it brings the siblings up like they're not in trouble. Why are you? Like that type of What? Or worse. Or where's your dad at? Where's your dad at?
Yeah.
Like that type of stuff.
Yeah. He tried scare tactics and shit. There was one he was like, yo, if you come before me again and you have a kid, like, out of wedlock, I'm going to lock your ass up.
What?
Yeah. He said, if you have one more kid, I'm going to lock you up.
What?
Yeah. Cleveland. He's wild.
Yo, man.
He's elected.
You guys need the Browns. You guys need every little bit you could get, yo. I feel bad. That's wild.
Bro. Yeah.
Oh,
man. I mean, he can't do that.
He can't do it, but he says that type of stuff.
When you stand in front of them, you got a slight bit of the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're in control of your life, bro. Yeah. Like, don't be fucking around, judge.
And then his Black Lives Matter jokes.
Yeah.
Nah, he's off.
Man.
He's like Donald Trump. I was listening to my mom. She was like, yo, he sounds like Trump. Like,
It's so weird. Yeah. Like, just the way he talks to them about black issues, I'm just like, yo, be quiet. Like,
yeah,
just don't do that.
Don't talk about black issues.
We don't need your commentary.
Just be a judge.
And one time, there was that time though. Remember, someone was in the trial, and he said to them, "Hey, plea out right now." Like not behind.
Yeah.
He was like, "Take a plea deal right now. 14 years.
You cannot do that. Yeah, you're not.
He was like, but if you don't take this deal when you go to trial and you're convicted, I'm going to give you multiples of 14 years." Yeah, he got caught for that. He did, and then guess what? The dude was acquitted.
He was acquitted.
Good.
He got a different judge, and he wasn't even guilty. So like,
he had to go. He went to jail for a little bit though. Right?
And it's like that's what I mean when you lose your humanity, yo. You're actually in control and affecting other people's lives. Like it, I mean, it sucks to say. Like you know, you went to school for 8 years or so on to get your doctorates, but like, yo, if you're gonna like. Give people the prescriptions that's going to kill them or it's going to make their life harder in the long run just because you want to be lazy and not really caring, then it's like, come on, bro. Like, don't be a doctor. Like, be a fucking tow truck driver. Yeah. You're pieces of shit.
On top of that, he did it multiple times. Like, he tried to coerce him multiple times because he said no, like twice. And then he was like, yo, if they come in here, like, if the jury comes in here, like, the deal's off the table. So, you need to make your decision. Like, I'm going to give you one more chance to think about it before they come in here.
Bro, he's playing this shit like
and then
the
dude's mom was like, yo, just take it. Like, come on, just take it. 14 years is, like, if you're serving consecutive sentences of 14 years, like, you're never going to see your daughter. And he was like, all right, yeah, I'll take it.
And he took it. And he also said that his mom realized, wait, we can appeal this. Yeah, this isn't right the way he's doing it. And it got appealed. But they get away with a whole lot of shit.
But even that shit, like, it took a couple years for them to appeal it. Like, they didn't appeal it. Like,
he was in jail for a minute. And you don't get compensated. It's like, that's it.
They usually get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Because we usually not willing to fight. We usually think that the fight is going to be a loss.
Yeah,
they scared. Part of their reverse psychology is saying, "Yo, you need to take this plea. Don't do this." They good at putting a bass on their voice and a semblance of like control of the setting or whatever, and it gives you this false sense of like fear.
Yeah,
you know, but it's like, bro, they do not want to fight. They're not that much smarter than you as a person. You know, they're not geniuses. They just know laws. So you just have to go learn laws. If you have a case coming up or whatever, figure out what your case is about, like your discovery, all that stuff, all the details, and then you literally fucking Google stuff, bro. It's all there for you information-wise. So, yeah, it's risky, like, representing yourself, but it's better than these public defenders, especially if you like, if you're potentially going to jail for 5-10 years or whatever. It's like, you might as well take the shot because they're not gonna have attack if you don't have a lawyer, you know, like you might as well do it yourself. Don't just go in there defeated, because you will be defeated. But if you go in there ready to fight, you might see victory. You know, a closed mouth don't get fed, if you ever heard that phrase before.
Man.
You have to tell people you're hungry. Like,
or I mean, you gotta see how it is too. There's some good public defenders. You gotta assess your situation. You gotta, you know.
Yeah. But if you see them and they don't got no shirt tucked in, and they got the 5 o'clock shadow, represent yourself, my nigga.
They forget your name when you first get up there. It's like, my client,
it's over. You're going down, brother.
Yeah. Or if they're reading the wrong case, like they're sitting there reading out the details, just like, whoa, no, that's,
I saw a public defender be at the wrong court, and they're supposed to be in like South Jersey. We're in like Greenbrook, bro.
That's not good.
Damn. It's not good for y'all public defenders. Yeah.
But the thing is, they don't make incentive to be one either, because they don't pay high enough.
They don't
pay enough. So like, people, they don't want to stay and be a public defender. A lot of times they go and move, then they go and move on and become, you know, corporate lawyer or something.
They're like freelancers, essentially. Like, I feel, I'm not sure, but do they like,
they get the benefits and all of that. It's a state job, but it's not comparable to what a lot of lawyers make
or even prosecutors.
How are you going to pay the prosecutors more than the defenders?
There's a big discrepancy between the prosecutors and the public defenders.
Like they're head to head. Like,
yeah.
Like they can get outdone, like how OJ's lawyers outdid the prosecutors because they were way smarter.
Yeah.
Well, it happens the other way around.
Lawyers are cool. Like, I mean, they're not cool. I'm sorry. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for in your lawyer, but they're not as in cahoots with the system as like a public defender or prosecutor or judge, obviously, you know. So definitely lawyering up is the way to go if you're going to go about it in a proper way. But they'll actually have the tact to help you see victory, because they don't care about how the people feel. Like, they only care about what benefits them.
Yeah.
So if it's something benefiting them, then you'll be good. But if not.
Well, I got a good friend as public defender, so I'm not going to tell him to listen to this episode.
Yeah, no.
Too much slander,
man.
There's good ones out there, man. There's good public defenders out there.
I'm sure there are. It's just like... There's good in every field.
Yeah. There's good teachers, and there's a whole lot of bad teachers too.
There's probably a good cop or two.
There might be.
You know, maybe.
Maybe.
It's a small percentage. Yeah.
Small percentile of good ones.
And that was Boys Trip. Don't forget, we come with a new episode Monday through Friday. Yes, Boys Trip is every day. See you tomorrow.